Black eyed sweet thing, sugar loose. Honey, you only call me when I'm clean off a one way juice. Mama, I'm a jazz man.
That is the one and only voice of Bonnie Kolak. She'll be joining me from her home. I think she's in her home in Iowa. We'll talk to her on the phone at 10:30, but we're playing cuts, the first cuts heard anywhere on radio in this land from her latest CD, which is titled Seems Like Yesterday. A very, very old and I think spooky movie is going to be shown at City Lit Theater on Bryn Mawr. It is The Old Dark House, and it's a presentation of, and these guys, some of these guys have been on the show before, they're films for the ear gang of people. Nate Herman, a comedy legend, you and Gary Houston concocted this whole thing about 4 years ago, didn't you?
Yeah, at a party at Gary's house.
How did it happen?
We have a mutual friend who was at the party, and we were thinking that he looked exactly like Peter Sellers in the Dr. Strangelove president role.
Uh-huh.
And then we just thought, well, it would be fun to do Dr. Strangelove as a staged reading. And, you know, in a staged reading,
sure,
the actors are actually moving around, but they have the scripts in their hands. And after about a couple minutes, the audience apparently doesn't even mind that the actors have the scripts and just go along with it. And we did Strangelove, and it was great. Oh, Tony Adler gave us a nice
yeah, and the reader. You did it at Space in Evanston.
Space in Evanston. Oh, God, it was fun.
And you've since done. You know, I'm surprised you guys don't have your own website. I'm surprised you don't. Except it's very the quality of actors, Nate, that you're getting to do this is pretty high, and it's not like they're free all the time and can be there at the drop of a hat whenever you and Gary say, come on, we're doing another one of these shows. You do it whenever you can. You've done, I remember we talked on the air, you and I and Gary, about His Girl Friday. You did Network using the legendary anchorman Joel Daly.
That's right.
The Graduate, The Miracle on 34th Street, and The Maltese Falcon. So this one, this new one that's going to take place at City...
Monday night
at City Lit Theater, which is at 1020 West Bryn Mawr. It's like $15 at the door, and you get in and see all these talents. We'll talk about all the actors, too. All right, how did this one come about, Nate? Did you say, you call Gary and say, hey, Gary, are you free? Let's get some guys and put on a show.
Gary's been wanting to do this since we got together. And every time he brought it up, we all went, no. and he kept going, let's do The Old Dark House. But no. And finally, this year, he said, let's do The Old Dark House. We went, okay. And then I watched it. I'd never seen it before.
Neither have I. Talk about this movie. I mean, it starts, first of all, it stars Boris Karloff and Melvin Douglas. And
Raymond Massey.
Right. And Charles
and
Lawton.
It's wonderful. And it was directed, of course, by James Whale, the guy who did Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And The Bride of Frankenstein. And it's beautiful. And it's just been, coincidentally, a new print of it has been reissued. And it's being shown in New York to rave reviews.
Whew. When you saw it, you loved it, right?
Oh, it's wonderful because, you know, James Whale is this wonderfully almost surreal director. It's almost like it's German expressionist cinema, and it's just so beautifully done. But he's also got this really wacky sense of humor, and he pulled out all the stops in this one. The fellow who is the old man at the house is constantly saying to people when they sit down to dinner, hell's a potato. And it becomes a running gag throughout the movie. And Boris Karloff plays the mad butler. Oh, it can't be better.
Now, how does this work? Do you screen the film behind and you take the voices? How does it work?
No, we're doing it as if we were staging the movie. doing a play version of the movie, but we all have our scripts in our hand.
Gotcha.
And we have a minimal set, and it's, you know, Second City style, minimal props.
Sure.
Like I said, after a couple of minutes, the audience just plays along with it and has a wonderful time.
Well, I think they also, well, and the other thing, Nate, as you well know, I mean, this, it doesn't force, but it compels the audience to start using their imaginations. You know what I mean?
Radio did. Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
I think that's one of the great joys of it. So you decide, Gary calls and says, hey, let's do this again. Let's try to do this again. And
again,
then how do you, do you both start calling actors? Peter
exactly.
Guarino, who is an expert at staged reading from the Shakespeare.
Can you believe he's joining us on this? Isn't
I cannot. I can't believe he's
group.
He does, and they do amazing stuff. These Chicago Shakespeare stuff. He's taking the car. When you do it, where do you get the script?
Most of these scripts are available online, which is wonderful, and then we download them. And this year, Peter had the unenviable task of having to take a script, which is essentially just a line-by-line copy of the dialogue from the movie, and he put it into a script format for us, God bless him.
Yeah, he can do that, though. He can do
that. Yeah, you can do that now. Apparently on these things called computers, they're wonderful. Wonderful.
So I hear.
Oh, I have to tell you a story.
Sure.
Yesterday, I'm doing for Ursula Bielski for this month. She asked me to help her out on her ghost
tours. Yes.
So yesterday I'm at the Congress Hotel, and I had to put the Wi-Fi onto my phone. Well, it wasn't my phone. I have a flip phone, so I borrowed my wife's smartphone, and I'm standing there, and the fellow at the desk says, here, put it onto your – how do you turn on the Wi-Fi in here? I go, thank God there was a 14-year-old boy standing next to me. And I turned to him. I said, how do you
please,
put the Wi-Fi in? He said, here you go.
Yeah. That's so funny. Believe me, I understand perfectly. How do you go about, Nate, how do you go about casting this thing? Do you just, literally start making phone calls?
Yeah, Gary and I make the phone calls. Folks love to do it because, you know, they've
because it's fun.
Heard about it. They've talked to other people, and it's such fun doing it. And it's all – everybody who does it are just friends of either Gary's or mine.
Yeah.
We don't audition.
Right.
We just ask people to help us out. And they're delighted to do it because they know it's going to be, you know, all of one day's work.
Sure.
And it's fun, and it's a kick for everybody to do.
Who is Gary playing? Who's Gary Houston playing?
Gary is playing the Charles Lawton role.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he says,
nice.
It's because I have put on some heft, Gary.
You can. And Will Klinger's going to be in this. Peter Guarino, Mark Ulrich, Gray Smith, Sam Beaver, Kim Richard Mowry.
A wonderful guy. He was a student of mine when I was teaching at IO Theater, teaching writing.
Yeah.
And he's delightful. It's, you know, it's hard to find that young leading man type.
Sure.
And, yeah. And Sam is it. He's wonderful.
Have you two? I mean, I know that it does sound again. This is tomorrow night at. It's a week from Monday. It's a week from Monday.
Week
it's
from
October 30th at the City Lit Theater.
Halloween.
It's
of course.
1020 West Brynmoor. It's a beautiful second floor space. I think it's $15 at the door, but you can you can send an email. At least you guys have this. Films,
at least you have email.
Films for the ear at AOL.com.
One word, for the ear.
Films for the ear, all one word, at AOL.com. You, and I know Gary too, Nate, really have fun with this. I guess it would be impossible to do it with any sort of regularity, as busy as you all are. You're all working actors. You're not pulling people in off the street, for God's sake. You know what I mean?
Which is why we do it about, you know, all of four times a year.
Yeah.
I would love if we did it regularly, but like you say, you know, people work for a living.
That's true. People have to work for a living. Well, yeah, I got it. Yeah. Now, I want to see, where can people see this movie if after the film
well,
for the year?
Well, it's probably going to be coming into wide release. It's in New York now. But in the meanwhile,
yeah,
you can pull it up on YouTube.
Wow. I just, has everybody who's going to be in the show seen the film?
Yeah, we've all watched it on YouTube.
And you all love the film? This is one.
Yeah.
Or
you
like
can't
it.
Help. You can't help, but it's done so wonderful, so almost tongue in cheek. And Melvin Douglas is great. He just is almost laughing his way through the performance. he's having such a good time. And Charles Laughton is doing this wonderfully corny Welsh or Lowlands accent that I hope Gary recreates. And it's just some, and the part of the homeowner, Horace, was in the movie, this fellow Ernest Thesinger, who you remember if you saw Bride of Frankenstein.
Sure.
He was Dr. Pretorius.
Oh, my God.
The tall,
wow.
Yeah, the tall, lanky guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
This really
and an actor
seems.
Named Kim Richard Mowry is playing him. And, oh, it's going to be fun.
This really seems like a wonderful, wonderful, very creatively adult way to spend the day before Halloween. It is taking place a week from Monday, mm-hmm. October 30th, at the City Lit Theater in Edgewater, 1020 West Bryn Mawr. Really easy to find. You can go to...
Off of Sheridan Road.
Just off Sheridan Road. You can also take the L off there and walk walk a little east. Films for the ear at AOL.com is the way to find it. Nate, are you coming to Lewis University tomorrow?
I will see you tomorrow night.
Good. Fantastic. Good. Nate is also a teacher of the highest order, as well as being with Gary Houston. I'm going to call you guys impresarios for starting this thing.
Yes,
it started.
Right.
Yes, Rick, it started at a party. I didn't doubt that. I didn't doubt that for a second. Nate, thanks for staying up, and I will see you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow night.
All right,
thanks
pal.
So much,
thanks
Rick.
A million.
Good night.
It is. It sounds. Doesn't that sound like fun, ladies and gentlemen? It really should be. These are really, really talented actors too, and if they have fun, you will have fun. I'm going to take a commercial break, then I'm going to tell you a couple little things I want to tell you, and then we will have Bonnie Kolak.